You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
I mean, it won't matter if you can't hear it very well. It's going to come through on the stream.
Yeah. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Everything's fine. Yes.
Everything's fine.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Again, do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 96. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone.
What's
hey,
up?
How you doing?
Yep, I haven't done this for a very informal. Very informal start to the show. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I purposely didn't look at you because I thought you were going to try and make me laugh as per usual. So I was like, I'm not looking.
I was playing with my Brio can here.
I know. I saw that. Mm. I did see that. What's Brio? What the hell's that?
It's
what is it, like soft drink?
Yes, it's a soft drink. It's like a cola.
Okay.
But it's not Coke.
It's not Cherry Coke, but...
No.
It's not but Cherry Coke.
If they ever stop making Brio, like they do other make... So they do make other Chinotos, which is what this is.
Right.
But they don't taste as good. This is the bomb.
The nicer one. Okay.
Well, it's the sweeter one.
Okay.
Other people don't like this one as much. They prefer the other brands. I believe Pellegrino actually makes one, which is really weird. And Orangiata. Have you heard of Orangiata? No? Okay.
So, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Sounds good.
I can't remember what fruit it's made from. I think it's like a orangey... ish fruit.
Orange?
It's related. So if you think of like a clementine orange, like it's an orange, but it's a clementine, right? It's different, smaller, right?
Okay.
This is made of a similar kind of thing where it's a different kind of an orange. I think it's an orange, but it's not quite the same flavor that you would normally think is an orange.
Okay.
I cannot explain the flavor of this. I just know that this thing cures everything. It's true. It's just you need to drink enough of it. And when I first had this, my very first can of this, I almost threw up. It's so disgusting.
This is supposed to be good.
It's so disgusting.
Good stuff in you.
Okay. But then.
Disturbing.
I was just like, yeah, let's have more. And that was it. I'm hooked on it, man. Brio Chinoto.
Okay.
Brio Chinoto. The other fun fact is that I learned Brio is very local to Toronto. So a lot of other places don't have this. It's a couple guys came over here. Built up a business and didn't like the Chinotos that were being brought from back home, and they made their own, and it's pretty much a local southern Ontario kind of thing, which is my province.
Cool.
So, anyways, so fun fact.
Anyway. Fun fact. That is fun fact.
That's what we
fun
should name the episode.
There you go. Fun fact. That's it. Done.
Fun facts
a show title
about
right
Brio. No. Fun facts about
fun
Brio.
Facts.
About Brio. We've got to put Brio
about
in
about Brio.
So then we can bring in that Brio crowd, right? And so we can get new listeners.
Absolutely. It's good that you're always Brio. Thinking. Yeah. Always thinking about. You know, things outside the box.
I can't see ya. And you know what's cool about the new things on Twitch is that when you kick people out, they actually get removed from the chat. It's fantastic. It's so cool. It's so cool.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see anything.
No.
I obviously missed it.
Oh, no. Cool. They're, I no, like they missing didn't, things. They didn't type anything in. It's just I know that it's a bot. And
okay.
See ya. So now we can get rid of all the bots in our channels.
All bots.
All the bots. It's fantastic.
All the bots. Anyways. See bots. Yeah.
There are show notes, apparently.
We've got some stuff to talk about. We've got lots of stuff. Yeah, because lots of stuff that happened. Like, seriously, not just the whole month.
Sorry.
In the last 24 hours.
Yep. Yep.
So, well, the last couple of days, anyway. So, all the things has been happening, which is exciting. It's an exciting time in World of Warcraft.
Sorry.
Did you find your show notes?
I did.
I'll talk. You got it? Okay. Yeah. I put in links because I'm a good girl.
Wow.
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 So, something dropped the other week. This week. Last week.
Last week.
Last week. Yeah, Shadowlands Alpha got released, the first wave of people to start testing. Mm-hmm. That was me. Yay. Guess what I did? Guess what I did?
Okay, so
I downloaded it. I've never done an alpha, ever, or a beta. Ever?
No.
Ever. Ever, ever. I've had access and I have never done it. Things
I'll
changed.
Be honest, I've done betas, but the last two betas I did not do. I did not do Battle for Azeroth, and I did not do Legion because I didn't want to spoil the lore and the story. Mm. I wanted to level up when it's fresh, when it's actually released, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of the problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously there's other factors into why I'm doing it. So, you know, otherwise I wouldn't be in there. So, but it's been interesting. I can tell you, I rolled new characters. So I haven't, for the new stuff, there was the option to go to the level 50, Bastion. Place and make a level 50 character and look at all that new stuff for continuing on leveling. I haven't done that. I rolled the two level ones. I rolled a Horde Undead Warlock and a Night Elf Hunter, and have been doing some testing for WoW challenges, for the challenge tunes. Yep. So that's what I've been doing. And I'll talk about that on tomorrow's show a bit more, but it's been interesting. Yeah. Cause I've never done in 16 years. It's kind of like, what's going on? Yeah. So we'll see. I'm playing around with, both of them. I think I got to level 10. Interesting things, so far, that I'll mention is the, Undead Warlock. I started in Death Knoll, so I was like, yay, same. The Night Elf did not start. Well, obviously the Night Elf didn't start in Death Knoll, but it started somewhere else completely.
So the new starting zone or something specific for the race?
No, so the new area, Exile Island.
I wonder if that,
and there was no choice,
was just done on random, though.
I don't know. Well, when I made, because I was going to try for a gnome pacifist. So when I logged into the gnome, it did the same thing. So it seems to be perhaps that if you make an alliance tune, you'll go to Exile Isle, but if you're making hordes at the moment, you go to the normal.
Like currently.
Yeah, so that's... Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. But it didn't give me an option to not go there, which, yeah, was a little bit. Well,
you're supposed to get one though, right? So like I'm sure that they want to test both out, right?
Yeah.
And I guess that would be a good way to test is half will go this way and the other half will go that way, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it was only the first week, so it was interesting. The island it was very cool. I enjoyed that. I'll probably do another one to see, because you know, when you're trying to do lots of new things and you know, you just try. It was a good walkthrough. Like it was very, I found it very user friendly.
Okay.
And easy enough to find, you know, the quests and heading towards quests and things like that. So, no, it's been an interesting experience. There was a couple of bug stuff that I reported. So it's not like I was like, no, I didn't. I sent through some stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's one thing I've been doing. But this week there was added on a 1.7 gig to the download, so not been back in. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, because originally it was like 9 gig when I installed Alpha. It's like 9 gig. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's supposed to work in conjunction with WoW that you've already got.
Yes. Yep.
So because I was thinking, please don't tell me it's going to be like 17 plus gig.
No, that's why they changed stuff up for Battle for Azeroth. Changed where all the files are and stuff like that, so that you can download just specifically that, so that you don't have to download the whole thing just for doing player test realm kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
So it's been interesting. So yeah, so that's one thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks. A couple of other things. Do you want to mention
that? Can I ask, did you see Arthas around when you were screwing around with the Alpha? Arthas, the Lich King? No. Now I read I think Slootbag was interviewing Ian.
Yeah.
No. It was
one of the other ones, wasn't it?
Taliesin was interviewing Steve Danuser, because he's the lead writer kind of dev guy there. He was, they had asked, well, are we going to see Arthas? And, you know, cause Arthas is dead. Like, is he going to be there? Cause we're going into the afterlife. You'd think he's going to be there.
Yeah.
And they said specifically that for Arthas, they want to be very careful because he's such a huge IP for them that they don't want to mess around. So I kind of feel like if we see anything, it's probably just going to be like a little glimpse.
Like a cutscene?
He'll be around, or maybe they would allude to him, but he's not. I don't think he's going to play a huge part in this expansion at all.
Right.
It's just that's the impression I'm getting. That they wanted to be very, you know. Interesting. You know, yeah. Because that's one thing I was looking forward to, be like, oh, Arthas. Yes. But probably not. Oh well.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was scrambling because I've only got 2 days left or 3 days left for me until the buff wears off, and I still had I had a list of 8 characters that were in progress, right?
Yes.
And I had leveled
for the Winds of Wisdom.
Right. And I leveled 3 of them and I'm working on my 4th, and I'm like, okay, well, at least I got 4 done, you know, by April the 20th, because that's when the buff is going to go away. And then as we're talking about doing the show tonight, you mentioned
you're like, I'm trying to level my, the gnome before the buff goes away.
And goblin warrior.
Goblin
warrior. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, the buffs. been extended. And what did you say? You were like, what?
Hold on, let me see. Let me scroll back through all the pictures or screenshots when we were in so and so.
Don't tell them things that we've done.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying when where we were in so and so.
Where is it? Yeah. So
I said, "Holy!" I can't say because Carrie's right here, and I don't want to get punched.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Holy be jeepers.
Well,
maybe that
it was the S word with yeah, balls. I know. Balls in it.
Yeah.
Holy S.
And
balls.
Then I think there I linked you.
Yes.
Yeah, I linked you the new because I had seen it on Twitter saying that the Winds of Wisdom 100% experience buff is now being extended to. As they say, through to the release of Shadowlands pre-patch.
That's the 9.0 patch.
Wow. Yeah.
So
we're only in alpha.
Yeah.
When's pre-patch coming?
That's
we've
okay.
just started alpha.
That's okay. Okay.
That's gonna okay. be months.
I am going to say it was a welcome. Change.
Mm.
So you can level up your characters mm-hmm. pretty quickly because I haven't been slacking on that.
Yeah.
If it went away, I was going to be like, oh, it went away. But I was very happy to have it. If it went away, okay, fine. Because next expansion, it was supposed to be faster to level and blah, blah, blah. Fine.
Yeah.
To have it still here was like, holy crap. Okay. I mean, I can take a little bit more time, but now I'm not as worried to get the other four up. I can.
Yeah.
Do what I need to do. However,
mm-hmm.
they added an extra little thing, too.
Mm-hmm. They did.
That will help me.
They did.
On getting those damn Paragon box mounts that continue to elude me. So there is 100% rep bonus for Battle for Azeroth. And Legion reps only; those two reps, or any reps that are in those two expansions.
But not the new, not the two new ones for BFA.
Not the two new ones.
So Vale and not them two.
But they said the
so Alder McCord and Rejani. Not those two apparently. So
did they specifically say that in the thing?
Yes, if you scroll down to the link, bonus excludes. Yeah, I know, because I was like, yeah, oh, damn it. So,
Well, it's okay.
But,
I mean,
do you
so they did it think... more to help people to get flying, right?
Yeah, right? So. Yeah, well, obviously. Do you think that there's been, like, obviously, with all this, you know, that everything that's gone around in the world with the virus and... Obviously, a fair chunk of people have to either work at home or have aren't working. So therefore, maybe the return back to WoW or playing games has, you know, has been a factor. And because people are returning back to playing WoW, that Blizzard's just kind of gone, you know what? Well, we'll give you, you know, the wins for another, you know, the Winds of Wisdom plus let's give you rep because we want to keep you like we want you to stay so level up those characters, get them geared, get them, you know, you're flying and all that, therefore you're going into Shadowlands, they're hoping people will stick around. Do you think that's the factor? I mean, surely it's got to be part of it.
We actually talked about this on my stream a bit. I kind of feel like they were planning on giving the 100% XP buff.
Anyway.
Now, I think with everything that happened,
maybe they brought it.
Maybe they put that in. I think maybe they were planning not to do it at necessarily this time, but because of everything that went on. they're like, why don't we just do that now? I think the rep bonus was also going to be coming in after two. You know what? I think the rep bonus is, I don't think they planned that. No, I'm sorry. I don't think they planned that at all. I think that was a, you know what? We've got people coming back and they're playing. They want to get flying. Let's keep them. Right. I think the XP thing, it was supposed to be for a month, but I don't think it was planned for now.
Yeah, probably closer to.
I think closer to when alpha, to when beta and pre-patch.
Yeah.
But what does that mean though for the pre-patch, right? Does that mean that it's closer than we think it is? Because I know that alpha has just come out, but does that mean that the pre-patch is closer though? Because even if they're trying to cycle through these things pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Spanky says he thinks that the X-Pack will be delayed until next year because with all the staff not being at work, slow stuff down. Well, there's a fair chunk of them working from home. And with all the digital stuff that really Blizzard does, I mean, maybe, but you'd still think they'd get a fair chunk. I don't know. It's like, it is a crazy time. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy time. Definitely. And for all of us that aren't working from home, because, you know, again, essential services.
You know what, Lita? But
people stay the
thank you for home. Doing what you're doing.
Well, I don't have a choice, but you know. Cheers.
Well, you do have a choice, but you can just be like, see ya, and quit your job.
Yeah. Have to win lotto to do so, that. No, thank it's you just it's just
for people. Letting me be able to stay at home.
So okay. Thank
you. It's true.
That's okay. I'm glad that you stay at home because I don't want you getting sick.
I will tell you 100% if I get sick, I am dead. 100%. If I get this thing the way that my health is and my immune system, I'm done. I just don't want to get my family sick. That's the key. I don't want them to be sick, so I don't care
about myself. It's just people just need to be a bit more understanding, but people are selfish.
Yep.
Which
general public is terrible.
Very much. Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's been an interesting time. So maybe they're further along with Alpha than they think. I don't know. It just I was thinking if Alpha's come out now, do you know the time frame from Alpha last for BFA?
Not offhand. Mm. So the reason why I was thinking of the 100% XP buff is that we know that they said that XP leveling will be faster next go by 70% from current, right?
Yeah.
I think they put in the buff that we got now to test that. To test the times it takes to get you from level 1 to 120 and blah blah blah. And that's why I think that they had already planned this, just to look at the data and to look at numbers, because they can just go change XP amounts for a quest. It's not that hard to do. It's one field that you change, and you can change them all, right?
And I suppose the main thing is if you're testing something live, just to see how it plans out, you're going to have more people. Obviously, you've got the whole lot of people that are playing, as opposed to if they stick it in alpha and, you know, only, I don't know how many people they that would get
they
alpha.
They don't get as many people testing, right?
That's right. So, yeah, so that I think that's a good point. Definitely.
But this rep, this rep,
it's interesting. Oh, yeah, that will be good. Will be good.
The other thing I'd really like put in the show notes, Blizzard released a statement on BlizzCon. Basically, they're like, hey, we had plans for BlizzCon 2020, but we don't know.
I think it was wait and see, wasn't it?
Yes. So just got to wait and see.
Over the next month or so.
They don't know because the world doesn't know what the hell's going on, right? Like, you, like, it just, it, people want, people in charge want people to just to go out and get back to work. The San Diego one, that's huge.
Yeah. That was canceled today. When I think just after I woke up or when I was baking or something that came through that they've canceled it.
So the BlizzCon thing, it was funny because that day I realized that even if BlizzCon was on, I'm not going. I just, because I don't think enough time would have passed to make me feel comfortable to get something beyond Concred, because Concred is Concred.
Yes.
This is beyond Concred, okay? So I didn't want to take that chance. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to cancel all my rooms and all that stuff because I booked them on different weeks just to make sure I can get my bases covered, right?
Yep.
And then about a couple hours after, somebody's told me about this message that got posted. I had no idea. No idea. And I know that BlizzCon did get canceled, but honestly, it's not looking good. It's not looking. I hope they have it.
No.
And they have it safely. But with the way things are going, I don't think that can be done this year. I
think so.
This year.
Unless they could organize some kind of digital.
A virtual one?
Like a virtual.
I am there.
Me too.
But
I'm
totally
on board with it. I am. That's what I'm used to anyway.
I want I want to hug people. I want Seraphis to touch my breast. Okay. And there's a picture.
He has already done that. Yes.
And I want him to do it every year. It's got to be a thing now. So he's done it twice back. To back years.
You know what you should do? Get him a life-size cardboard cut out of you and take a photo.
That's, I think I'm made of money.
Anyway. Well, I could get the photo. Blow up the photo. I don't know.
He'll do other stuff with it, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Seraphis, right? So
yes. Yes.
But okay, so like the people thing is what what I would miss the most. So, BlizzCon for me has never been.
But if it keeps everyone safe
inside. Oh, absolutely. I think the responsible choice regardless of what Trump says is to shut everything down and don't get a second wave. They were looking at Singapore where they got through a first wave. Hey, everything was good. Open up. They got hit even harder with a second wave. You can't do that. You can't do that. So we're BlizzCon. Let's shift back to BlizzCon. Yeah. I personally don't think it's going to happen in a physical location.
So I would
love to see it as a thing online where they have panels of Q&A or blah blah blah. You know. I think that would I would love to see that. And
Sort of virtual would be cool.
I think if they can't do it as a physical thing, I think they will do one as a as an online one. So
yeah, I guess we'll find out maybe in the next month.
So when you look at it, how you have to look at their go no go date, right? Like they've got to have that certain time where if we don't start now, we're done, right? So what, like, I don't know, like, what's that date? Like, we don't know how long does it take.
Halfway through April.
Well, so usually we find out about dates about now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's can't even be close to their go no go date, right? Their go no go date must be, I'm gonna say May, June, maybe even July. Depends on when they were planning on having the event. So
yeah.
Because now this is like old hat for them. Like, well, I say old hat. They know what they're doing, right? It's like they've done this years and years and years. So it's like a process, right? Yeah. So it shouldn't be a new thing where they don't know how to do it. So they've got it ironed out. So that go-no-go date should be closer to where the actual event should be. But you still need time. And I think it's going to be May or June that we'll know 100% yes or no. And I'm still willing to bet it's no. So.
Yeah. Guess we wait and see.
Yeah.
Wait and see. Hmm. Yeah. Last year, April 25th announced with ticket dates May 4th and 8th. Yes, Spanky, that's right. Thank you for that. So, I mean, it is, you know, it's coming up. Anyway, well, I guess we're not.
I think we'll hear end of May or June. Because they also have to consider the longer that they push it out, like a date. The harder it is for people to attend, to make arrangements and plans, and because they have work, right? They have work, and who's, you know, gonna watch my kids? Am I gonna bring my kids? You know, am I allowed to leave work? Like, do I like how much time can I have off?
Yeah,
you know, they've got to announce it sooner than later.
But at the same stage, it's gonna also depend on flights.
Yep.
You know, because I know, I know for here, in Australia, like they've shut every flight down other than essential stuff, which impacts me and my job, because all of that has to be turned upside down because of so many, you know, just there's so much stuff going on. It's, it's crazy. So obviously all of that trickle effect with, you know, just on flights, thinking of within, I guess, the countries, and then overseas flights. Like, there's so much I've got to think about, but I guess we'll find out soon 2 a.m. It's all a bit of a crazy, so just stay safe, people. Please stay at home. If you don't need to go out, please stay at home. Be safe. Play a game.
Play World of Warcraft.
That's right. Come to the dark side.
I just told Zortz that the buff is longer. And then I said there's also a rep buff. He's like, you bastard. Now I'm gonna have to get out characters that I've never played before. I'm like, that's right.
Nice. Back to the dark side, Zorks.
Yep.
Come on. You know you want to. Anyway.
Okay.
Anything else? Otherwise, go into our weeks.
Yeah, I don't think so.
How's your How's your weeks? How's your month? We should really call our month.
Okay, it's because on the other show that we did together, it was always our week in WoW because we used to do it every week. And, well, we also did this show every week too. But it's just anyway, okay, so
I know
my month in WoW. I got the third out of four of the Mists World Boss mounts.
Nice.
So previously I got Nalak, and then I got Shaw of Anger, and this last, I think 2 weeks ago, I got Undasta. So now I only need Galleon, and Galleon is, that's it. And that's easy to get.
Cool.
Easy to get in that I got a hearth set on all my characters, like right there, so I can just gaunt, like again, I can knock it out in about the Lazy Turnip is the name of the inn.
That is correct.
So that should be good, and now I don't have to go to the aisle and fight with hunters trying to tame the damn boss that I'm trying to kill because I'm trying to get them out because I got them out now. Because that was a thing. Because they're trying to tame the damn thing. Okay. And, you know.
Oh, really? You can tame Undasta?
Yes. Yes.
Really? I've never seen that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So basically, DPS have to kill it within 15 seconds. The problem is, though, it's actually 10 seconds.
Can flag.
Well, it's actually 10 seconds because the first 5 seconds is the buff where the boss doesn't die. And I've tried to go one-on-one with just one person trying to tame it. And admittedly, it's not on a geared character. It's a fresh level 120. So I'm not, that's just how it is. And I could not kill it in 10 seconds.
Really?
Yep. So
I'm sure I was over there and I just went flag and it was dead.
Well, when was the last time
within,
you did
what's that? Like 3 seconds.
When was the last time you did that though? Because things change.
Just this week. I do it every week.
Yeah. What's your character eye level?
Wednesday night. Whatever later is for.
Okay. Right. This is your main 48? Character. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm. I'm talking about a fresh level 120. Fresh.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So not geared. Yeah. You can't kill it quick enough. So the trick though, for people that are trying to get this boss, I would say try to farm that mount on that particular boss on Tuesday. As soon as the servers come back up, there will be a lot of people trying to kill this damn thing to get the mount, and there is zero chance that a hunter will be able to take the tame. Zero chance.
Right.
You will get that kill. And conversely, for people trying to actually get this boss as a pet, don't bother going in on Tuesday. Later. Do it Thursday, later Friday, when you'll have far less people trying to tame it and kill it. So I've personally tamed it on my Earthen Ring character. There's no one there. I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Just grab it. Mm. So that's 3 out of 4 down. I got one more to go. I'm looking forward to it. I've got 26 characters that I run through on these damn things. 26. So that's 52 rolls because you can get it off of a bonus roll. Trying to level more, apparently more, M-O-A-R in caps. More. I still have 4 left that I haven't kind of touched. I'm working on a goblin warrior right now that's level 80. I'm going to say 81. We're just running through stuff, running through Jade Forest now, I think. I have a Volpera Warlock, a Zandalari Troll Paladin. I didn't put that in there. A Torn at level 38, a Torn Shaman at level 18. So I have characters that are like in progress, but also I didn't want to duplicate classes unless I absolutely had to. So like the Mechanome Rogue will be a duplicate. The Volpera Warlock will not be. So I'll still have one of each class. And what else happened? Oh, Legion Paragon boxes. I got Valor Jar and High Mountain Paragon mounts. Yay.
Nice.
So awesome. I have Dreamweavers, Court of Ferrandis, and Nightfallen are left. And that'll be it for Legion. For the Legion Paragon boxes, I've got all the three from the Light Army of the Light. And I also need Nazjatar. They put a mount in the Paragon box, even though
they
said they would not do it ever again. And they did it.
Of course they did.
The drop rate of it is even worse than the other ones. And the rep gains on the world quests in that zone are terrible. They're terrible. Yeah. But now with the rep buff, I may be going ham in that zone every day. I might be doing every world quest in that zone every day just to ram my head against that stupid box that they said that they never put another mount in. I got the Priest Class Order Hall mount, and the story, it was pretty cool. You know, you go into a submarine and go find like an ancient Titan vault, and it's pretty cool. I liked it. It was pretty easy. For the Priest Class Order Hall mount.
You go into a
submarine with Magni and Bran. And some other person from your class or hall, and you find like a Titan vault that you've been led to, and you get your mount there. It's pretty cool. And so that was my last class order hall mount. So that's done. It's finished.
Nice.
And I heard that. I'm working on Nighthold, and I'm not cutting that. I'm working on Nighthold as well. So I've got one character with a full skip. I'm working on, and I've got my second character, my Horde main, has a skip or normal. I can't quite solo Mythic Nighthold. On my main, my character is level 460. Yeah, so I've got... I got, which ones do I have left? I have Krosis. Krosis is the bridge boss, right? Where he smashes the bridge and he breaks three parts of the bridge. And then if you don't kill him after that, he's dead. Or you die. You haven't done?
Okay, sure.
What else?
No idea. Never done Nighthold.
I've got Krosis still left to do, and I've got the Astromancer.
Right.
I can't quite do it solo. What?
No.
Well, I'm used to doing it solo because, you know, I'm just a solo guy. Because look at me, right?
Yes.
No one wants to be with this. So I'm used to
please.
I'm used to doing things on my own. I was trying to see if I could do it on my own. And I mean, I've had offers of people wanting to come with me to come help, right? And I'm like, I mean, I don't want to say no. I just want to see what I can do on my own so that if I need help, then I'll ask, right? You know, so that, because I don't like to trouble people, right? So,
Yes.
like, hey, can you come give me a hand? Oh no. Oh well, that's okay, because yeah, I'm used to that.
Yeah,
I'm used to having to do it on my own and being shot down.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. So that was pretty much my month.
Yes. Pretty busy though.
And I'm and I'm recollecting pets. It's funny. I'm like, oh, I thought I had this pet. Oh yeah, because I sold a lot of my pets.
There's new ones.
No. I sold a lot of my pets to get my auction house mount.
Oh. Yes, of course.
So now I'm down. I had like 800. I want to say I had 860 some. I know I'm not close to what you have, but I'm down to like 620. So I sold about 250 pets, man. And it's like, holy crud. So now I got to build that back up. But still, it's like, oh, now I got to figure out which pets I don't have again. And so
fun and games. Cool. Okay, sounds very busy. I'm glad that you've had a, like, grats on your mounts though, that's fantastic. Yeah,
I'm very happy with the Mist mounts, to be honest, and the Legion box mounts, because those guys.
Yeah, well, Spanky just said that Coffee and him are up to 600 kills on the panda mounts. Zero success so far.
My mounts all dropped. No. I actually kept track of. You might see this. Oh no, you didn't. Okay, never mind. Mounts. Nalak dropped after 1,131 kills. Shaw of Anger dropped his after 1,308. Dasta dropped after 1,444.
Wow.
And currently with Galleon, I am at that should be an X. I didn't update it. Oh, I'm very bad. Hold on. Plus 52. I'm at 1,519.
Uh-huh.
So again, it's okay. 26 characters, but a bonus roll on each. So it's like 2 attempts on each one each week per character.
Yeah.
And the bonus rolls work because I got the mount off of the bonus roll for Shaw of Anger. It does work.
Okay. That's good to know.
So, Lita.
Yes. Yes, go. Stone.
Go.
Okay. So, all right. So, the past month, I've actually been really working on reps. Thanks for the timing of the rep buff, guys, which makes no difference. It's been on the new ones anyway, which aren't counted, but I've gotten exalted on both the new ones.
Nice.
So I'm happy with that. Alder McCord gave me a mount. Well,
what?
I bought a new mount. So Alder, when you get exalted, you can go and buy it for whatever gold.
How much does it cost? It costs whatever amount of gold.
27,000, 40,000. Oh, I don't remember. Okay.
Sorry.
Yep. And it was a pretty cute one. So I was happy with that. Rajani, thank you. You don't get a mount per se once you hit exalted, but there is a the Ray, oh, who was it? Raylin down in the Mogu area, right down the bottom. There's this, you know, like rare spawn of this big silver dragon. Silver, hang on, now I'm thinking white silver dragon. and it has a chance of dropping like this pristine cloud serpent feather. And if you get it, you can go and turn it in for the rep. And I'm pretty sure it was, you've got to be exalted to be able to turn it in. And then okay. it's going to
give is you that amount. The white, cost you something. Is that the white serpent dragon mount? The one that looks That's like the down old school ones?
In yeah yes
the old mist ones
yes it's not the one that it's not the one that flies okay. around okay. That you've got to try and lasso not okay. that one this is okay. one that's down in the Mogu Greenland
I don't know okay yeah yeah I
think, something yeah. like that yeah okay. yeah so okay. so I'm trying for that it's got like 11.6 million hit points or something so I normally have to wait and see if anyone's around
okay
that's gonna you know do it because yeah. I can't solo it yeah, and it's yeah. pretty nasty it drops some pretty wicked damage so even if I wanted to try and solo it I can't do it because it just does a lot of damage and I just can't do it by myself so I've killed it a couple of times and no luck so far but that's okay I'm happy I've got exalted with both so I'm happy with that so I have got a couple of new mounts basically the rep ones I think there was another one that I found that had been added like maybe with one of the patches
okay
that there was all of a sudden there was like a mount. I went to the, you know, like the quartermaster and there's like, hey, there's a mount. I'm like, when the hell did this turn up? So yeah, so I did get a couple of new mounts. So I think I'm at about 387.
Okay. So when you count your mounts, I know in terms of the achievement, you know, you're not supposed to count both, but I don't care about the achievement now because now that we're over the certain amount, like who cares, right? Because now that you've got the achievement to get the extra amount, what's the point? So are you? Yeah. So when you count your mounts, are you counting
that's the later? No.
Okay. Right. So how many mounts? And it says when you go into the game and you go load up the mount pane and it says
like 478.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So later, when I look at later, it's like 388 okay. or 387, something okay. like that.
Okay.
But when I look at like later on all, it's like 478 or something. So, okay. Yeah. But, you know, I'm happy. I've had no luck with Panda Land. Rockma, no luck with that. I've added in going to Deep Home to check on that one. I gave myself heart failure last night because I remembered to go to Deep Home. And I get up there and I see this dragon. And I'm like, oh my God, it's up. And then I mouse over and I'm like, that's not the dragon, but it was the other dragon. So I killed it and I got a transmog piece. So I was happy about that. But I was like,
what, the bat? Because there's a bat that spawns, right?
No, this is another dragon.
The one in Deep Home?
Yeah, the one that flies. Aeonax? Words are hard and you all know I suck at pronouncing everything.
So that one's a rare spawn of, I didn't think it was a dragon. I thought it was a giant bat.
It's like a drake dragon. Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Lita says hello.
Hi, Lita.
So is the chat room. Just say yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to add that one into my rotation, as well when I do, you know, Panda and Rockma and that. So.
I'm gonna suggest something to you. If you want that mount, join the WoW Secret Finding Cord, they often put groups together. When they find one, they will grab it, and they will drag it away, and they will tell everyone that they've got it, and they will tell you to join the group on a character that can heal. Okay?
Right.
And unequip your gear so that nobody accidentally one-shots the damn thing. And they try and get in as many people as they can. I was luckily in that first group. As soon as the as soon as Blizzard changed how that mount dropped to where now it's like you can just loot it versus you had to mount it, right? And then fight it as it's going to mount. So fight it as it flies. I was in that first group, so definitely join them. They're definitely a great group. I'll have to look into it.
All right. Well, I'll have a look. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, well, while I do, you know, do the circuit, I might as well add it in to the thing. But I'll have a look at that at some stage. I think I got a couple new achievements. It's just been busy working on mostly the stuff for Leader, other than my challenge tunes. I did, though, and I have to say I am super proud of this, so I'm going to mention it here, which I normally wouldn't, but I did get my pacifist to max level. Passy Leader hit 120. My first ever.
Awesome.
First ever pacifist tune. I got her green flagged to 120.
Congratulations. And
did not kill a goddamn thing. So.
That's amazing.
So I started another one. Because, you know, I need
to
do more of that. So I'm still running two other pacifists. Horde Druid. And now a gnome rogue.
What was the 26. Character that you hit max on?
Night Elf rogue. So, yeah. So that was my first ever pacifist. You know, when I said, oh, well, I'll give it a go. 478 days.
Holy moly. Where did you hit max? Where?
Where did I hit max? I think I literally was kind of like, yay. I think it took me a little while to get that. It was kind of like I hit max, and then probably about half an hour later it was kind of like, oh my god, like it's done. It took a little while for, you know, it was like, yay, I've done it.
Were you doing a quest, like, or were you mining something or picking, or
I was doing the cooking and fishing dailies in Stormwind. I think I was going to go pick something, but you were only getting like 20 XP, and I was like, that little time. Or was I doing archaeology? One of them. Anyway, whatever it was, I think it might have been archaeology that I did. Archaeology. In the, was it the troll area? I can't even remember. It just seems like a lifetime ago. I did a heap of archaeology and up and down Eastern Kingdoms and troll areas. I tell ya, all I wanted to do was like poke the trolls and be like, get out of my way. And I can't because I'm a passy. So I did that, so that was super, super cool. Wow. Really happy about that. And
I'm so happy for you. Thank
you.
That's amazing. That's really good. Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So
holy crap.
I know. Who would have thought?
Wow. It's not just who would have thought. It's, I mean,
damn thing.
Congratulations. Like that's like, this is your first character getting to max level.
Mm-hmm.
On a challenge.
Best challenge turn. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't kill anything.
Congratulations.
That's thank real, you.
That's thank amazing.
Like, yeah, I'm still a bit in shock. but no, I'm really happy with that. And then what else have I done? And with some of the new stuff, I have to say I really hate Visions. Hate them.
I tried to solo them.
Really? Hate Visions with a deadly passion. Anyway.
I like the Orgrimmar ones, not the
Stormwind ones. Just,
you know,
I can't.
It's funny. Ew. Okay. I'm going to butt in here.
I'm not this fast. Is your segment. I'm not fast.
It's.
Yeah.
I like the Visions more than Mythic Plus, because Mythic Plus, and I think I've figured out why this is, well, a lot of people love it, right? And I just, I think the deal is Mythic Plus has a timer. It's counting down and there is a number and you can see that number. Yes. Oh, I got 10 seconds left. I got 5 seconds. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes, in Visions you kind of have a timer, okay, but it's not really it is a timer, but it's not the same way. It's just a bar.
Yeah.
And that bar, if it goes slower, that depends on you. If it goes really quick, right, that depends on you.
Yeah.
But it's not this 10 seconds left, 9 seconds, 8, there's nothing you can do to change that. This bar, there is stuff that you can do to change that. So
yeah,
I actually haven't minded Visions. I just haven't gone in because I've been distracted.
I struggle. I think it's because I'm not very more. Quick. So
Death yeah, Knight. I, hello, I Death Knight right here.
I am well aware that there are some classes that do really fantastic yes. with Visions.
Yes.
Me on a warlock is not. Anyway, let's just say, you know, I've got to get 8 pages now. I'm up to getting 8 pages. I think I've got like rank 10 on the cloak.
You're further than I am. I'm at rank 8. I need to get like 4 pages.
Really? I just want it done. Like, I want to go in there, give me the whole freaking 8 pages, like, right now, because I made it through.
Yeah.
I don't want to get 2. I don't want to. I can't do, I can't do a full clear. I am not that good. So, you know, so the thought of going, I've got to do this another 4 times, and that's only if I then don't fail, which happens, I won't say regularly. But there have been times when stuff happens and I'm dead and I've kind of blown the whole run. I know, rank 12. I know, execute. I know.
Well, no, I think execute's saying that Spanky is, so it's rank 12 is the big boost with the proc. I don't know what proc is. But I wouldn't mind getting to that rank 12 then and just leaving it alone. It's just,
Eight pages.
Okay, so how many pages do you get per run?
If I don't die,
yeah,
I might get 2. No.
Okay, well, let's say if you had a group that could do a full clear, would you get 5?
I don't know.
Five,
I've never done 4? It in a group.
So Spanky says you can get 4.
In a big group.
Okay, yeah. They buffed it. So you can do it twice if you get a.
I've done it with one other person, and it's just, you know.
Okay.
So I died a lot, but it wasn't. That was anyway. I don't enjoy them. I try, and I'm just like, And then I get runs where I'm like, no, I don't get the healing, you know, the plus
Lita. I need you to go look at chat right now, please.
They buffed it.
Oh no.
What?
Further down.
What? Offers there, let me know. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Spanky. I'll see. I just, there's this little part of me that's like, I know that I'll be like, I'm gonna do this, but there's also this big part of me that's like, God damn you, Blizzard. I don't want to. I don't want to do this.
I've heard people talking about masks. Like there's like five masks or something like that. Like I don't even.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that
is.
So I'm guessing that makes it harder.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The masks make it harder and give you like that drops your sanity down. It adds extra stuff that happens from the mobs and it's
more masks, the higher the gear.
Yeah. Okay. So if you do like a full clear on five masks, you're getting 470.
470.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And as I said, there are some classes that are very good at doing the you can, but me on a warlock is anyway. We'll get there. We'll see.
Jeebus.
It's not my, I would much rather go and beat my head against rep grinding over and over and over than have to go, I need to get another 5 damn pages. Anyway. That's my little binge. Other than that, it's been a good month. So yay.
Oh.
It's been an interesting month.
Okay. So okay. You're done your month. Speaking of whinging. Yes.
Yeah.
Something I forgot to touch on that Blizzard did. Mm. Blizzard changed the loot system in Legion to do legacy loot, so it's not one piece drops. So now you're right. Gonna loot stuff like you get lots of loot, right? Lots, you'll get like 5 or 6 pieces off of each boss if you go in solo, okay? Because now they want you to go farm it.
Cool.
Give me back my killing buff thing, please. There's my winch. This is my winch. Okay.
What's your killing buff thing?
I want to be able to go in there and kick the crap out of stuff.
Oh, and right.
Kill things on Mythic, man.
Right. Okay.
They changed it at BFA. Like, you bastards. You bastards. They changed it from 10 or more to more than 10. Like, you.
Yeah.
Specifically, so that Legion would be still returning on their investment so that you spend more. And it's like, are you all right, fine.
Yeah.
The alpha
fun and games.
So a funny thing I saw on the alpha was somebody went to go mount farming. And this is just the alpha. Okay. So I mean, this is going to get fixed, right? But they're getting one shot by like old school bosses. And it's hilarious.
Oopsie.
Yeah. I mean, like it's alpha, right? But good that they went in to go test it because, you know, everyone's, it's a thing, right? Where it's like, what's going to happen? We still want to be able to farm old stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then they were clicking some flight or something to go somewhere and they couldn't because they weren't high enough level, but yet they're still allowed in the raid. It's like, yeah, because they didn't fix that yet. So it's just like, it was obviously it's not ready to go really test it yet, right? So
yeah,
it was funny seeing all these characters getting one shot, just
funny
squit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Dead.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
You get
hilarious.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
We're over time.
Yes. Okay.
So where in the world of Warcraft are we?
Oh, well, last month we were above the Great Seal, where I'm showing off my big long boy mount, because that's bigger than, it's you know, when somebody sees me.
I like to call him Brontosaurus Rex.
When somebody sees me on that mount, they're like, wow, that's big. And that's the only time that I ever get to hear that. So that's why I like to ride around on him a lot, to be like, look.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Okay, so we did a new one,
right?
And we'll. And I'm gonna post.
We did do a new one.
We did do a new one.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Wow. Three, two, one. Boop. Boop. It's pretty. I mean, once you see it and you're gonna see it, you'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I know where that is, I'm sure. But I'm gonna say you have to be real specific.
Yes.
Real specific.
Yes. And don't and just wait. We'll put it up on Twitter, so
somebody knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's funny?
An interesting day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that I can't say anymore.
Okay. So, all right. So we will
next episode. And we took screenshots too. That should be the name of the episode. Yeah. And we took screenshots too.
Well,
that's
pretty
the
much
name of the episode.
I think I've got And I've got a few.
We took screenshots.
Is that what we're going? I thought we
yes.
were going with the other one.
No.
Okay, we're going with that.
This
okay.
is funnier.
Okay.
This is funny.
It's been an interesting day. Okay, so yes, we'll tweet that out. If you're going to respond, please look for @ADVAzeroth is the Twitter, and we will have that up when the episode goes up, or are we gonna do it sooner?
What? I was reading chat. I wasn't even listening.
When you post the picture on
when the episode comes out tomorrow
okay,
for me
tomorrow yes okay so
Saturday during
yeah
the day
and be as
Saturday
we said
night,
specific
very if you want to take a screenshot of yourself in the exact same location.
Yep.
Flexing like I'm flexing as well, bare chested.
Yep.
You should do that too.
Fine. Anyway, all right. Let's wrap up the show because we're obviously
boy, did
late.
We see
okay,
some things.
So anyway, if you want to check out the website, don't forget to pop over to adventuresinazeroth.com. If you would like to email us, please. I'm broke now. Send an email.
It's funny because it's true.
Oh my God. I know. Anyway. Oh, okay. If you'd like to send an email, please send an email. Did we fix that? We're both like practically crying.
What are you talking about? What did we fix? the email.
Did we fix the email?
Podcast at adventuresinazeroth.com?
That should still work, yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing all right, broken. Cool. It still works. I still get spam on it. I thought you said there was. No.
Okay.
It's something else.
Oh, we haven't had spam for a while.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
I miss spam.
I don't miss spam.
Yeah, anyway.
We get spam user regs on our site. It drives me crazy. I'm trying to figure out a way to defeat that. And everything I do, we still are able to make accounts.
Still get through. What the heck? Yeah. Okay, so, and don't forget, Twitter is at ADV Azeroth, and of course, Twitch, we normally do a live show once a month. That's what we're doing, which is twitch.tv/ADV Azeroth. Stone, where can we find you, please?
Everything is pretty much at stonegrasp.com or on Twitter at stonegrasp, because... And people with a single stone need a little bit of love. Streaming Monday, Tuesday, we stream wrestling. You have a wrestler on my wrestling show, Lita.
Yeah.
We do men on Mondays and women on Tuesdays. Yes. Wednesday, Thursday, yes. I stream mornings Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday mornings, I'm streaming variety stuff. I'm playing XCOM 2. Nice. I'm actually playing a game. I'm playing it. That's not Warcraft. It's blowing my mind.
Crazy.
It's blowing my mind.
Crazy. Who are you? What have you done?
Sorry.
No, that's sorry. Good. That's good. I'm glad you're back to streaming. That's awesome. Fantastic. Okay. Where you can find me?
Oh, hey, Lita. And where can we find you?
Wow, it's just a hot mess this afternoon, isn't it? On Twitter, you can find me at Lita Wow, which is LETTAWOW, as well as the Wow Challenges podcast, which I do on a Sunday morning for me, 9 a.m., which is 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night. So yeah, so there's that. Thank you for all the likes, the retweets, and don't forget, you can find the show. If you want to listen to the show, we are on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Thanks, guys, for hanging out.
Good old Bob is trying to figure out a way to get up here, and it's hilarious because he can't quite
get up. Hey, Bob. I haven't seen Bob for ages. Right. Here, Bob up. Right, where's Bob? Poor Bob.
Bob.
Come on. I can't get Kobe. Kobe's like outside. If I like Kobe would sit like here.
Oh, here he is. He's a big boy.
Hey, Bob. Hey. Meow.
And here we go. This is meow. What he does. He likes to lick me. Lick, 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 lick.
Mm. Kobe does that too. Anyway. Okay. Say goodbye. What are you doing?
He's just looking at me, man.
He's just making sure you're okay. He's just checking. Make sure. Hey, Bob. Meow.
So he actually just woke up. So this is what he likes to do too. So he likes it. He likes it when I put my hand over his head like this. Because he grabs, he's not doing it now, but he grabs my arm with his paws. And then there's actually times where he actually begins to sleep. It's just a I don't know. He's just, because I guess maybe because I'm not like trying to squeeze his head. I've just got my hand over top. Like let's see if he'll do it.
And like a calming.
Yeah, it calms him down. It gets him sleepy because it's a little bit darker because, you know, he doesn't have as much light coming in. And he's just hanging out here right now.
Go slam.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If I sat here
maybe
long
I'll try that on myself. Mm. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try that tonight.
Are you a good boy, Bob? Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Bob's gonna go chase some squirrels away from our garden because they're digging up our garden.
Damn squirrels. Naughty squirrels.
Naughty?
Okay.
Not the word I'd use for them. Anyways, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Peace to your mom.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.